Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. This is a segment of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. This show normally airs every Friday evening from 7 to 7:30. There's occasion that we may run the show sometimes earlier than the scheduled broadcast. But certainly if you miss it during the regularly scheduled time, you can certainly go in and listen to it in the archives. The archives are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we encourage you to certainly go in and listen to it at that time. We're going to invite the presence of the Lord into our programming this evening. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength and all of your blessings. We pray now as we present a thought, a meditative thought, that you would be in the midst of it and guide and direct us. Be another blessing. We thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, tonight's topic, just before I get to tonight's topic, I just want to say there are times when people actually feel guilty about things, and they don't often may know why, but they do know in their heart of hearts that they're feeling guilty about something, and they know when they've sinned and even if you ask a child sometimes, why did they do a certain thing that may not be coming of what you expected from the child? And when you ask them, you'd be surprised to find out that they say, they don't know. They don't know. And I don't think grown-ups are very much different when it comes to certain things. Yes, we should know better, right from wrong. But sometimes when it comes to even violating God's laws, sometimes it seems that our passion for something seems to override our logic and reason for wanting to do what's right. Even the Bible talks about Paul, who said, and I'm paraphrasing here, those things that he, you know, hopes to do good at, he finds himself sometimes doing bad, you know, doing bad as opposed to doing good. But his desire or his intent, I believe, is to want to do what's right. But it doesn't always work out that way for him. I'm not trying to sit here to justify why we do things that may be wrong. But, you know, the question is asked, is it a reality for us to engage into things that violate God's law and expect God to understand? Because we say we're made from dirt. We say, I'm only human. Well, is that to be human? Is there an expectation that we, because we're made from dirt, that we have to maintain with our or in our dirty behaviors? The Bible says, the question is asked in the Bible, can a leper change its skin? Can we do better, even when we know better? You know, tonight we're talking about, in our topic, God knows our faults. He knows our faults. And even with God knowing our faults, does that make it right for us to continue in our fault? Does it? That's the question. You know, so, but that's something that we have to really, really dig deep into. For example, a woman who wants to get with a man or a man who wants to get with a woman, that is not for the right reasons. It's for the wrong thing. But they want to satisfy a natural desire, and they're not married to each other. You know, society will say that if they're boyfriend and girlfriend, then there's an expectation that they're going to be intimate with each other. You know, so the question becomes, is intimacy outside of marriage, is that okay? Those are those man standards, or are those God standards? And then, are God's standards too high for man to keep? Well, he says that he would never give us anything more than what we could bear or handle. So then does that make it where some people are tested in a certain way and others are tested in a different way? Does God discriminate when it comes to the various tests? Because one person may not be able to handle a certain area of a test, as opposed to another person being able to handle a certain area of a test. So we look at that, and we ask the question, you know, can we really keep God's laws as humans made from dirt? Or do we try to justify it and then we just say, well, you know what, I can't keep it anyway, so let me just do whatever I can do. Let me just do my, not even my best, but let me just do. And so that becomes an interesting thing, and a very interesting thing, I find. Even when we have given up, even when one may feel that we give up, and let God, let the chips fall where they will. You know, the Bible even talks about confessing in James 5:16, confessing your sins one to another. You know, but, you know, I believe we need someone to talk to about the various things that we may be experiencing in our lives, going through. And tonight I just want to talk to you, not preach at you, not even teach to you, but basically just to talk, not at you, but just talk to you. And the goal for my talk this evening is basically to give you something to just think about. I want it to be thought-provoking. And when you want to give something to be thought-provoking, oftentimes what we do is we present questions. You know, a number of questions. That's what makes it thought-provoking. It's the presentation of questions. And sometimes the questions, there's not an expectation that they're going to be answered all the time. But they're just questions. Questions hopefully generated to arouse interest, suspicion, ponderance, thought, provocation to think. And so that's what tonight's talk is about. It's just getting you to a point where you can just think about what it is I'm saying. As we talk tonight about God knows our thoughts. In Psalms 139, verse 23, the Bible talks, it mentions how we're saying that we want God to search our heart. And I'm reading from the New International Version, just one sentence of it. It says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." Well, the New Living Translation, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." There's the same thing. The English Standard Version, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." Well, you know, God knows us. He knows our thoughts. He knows everything that we're having to deal with. And oftentimes we don't get it right. We don't get it right. And tonight's topic is God knows our faults. He knows our faults. And the songwriter tells us that he knows our faults, but he looked beyond our faults and saw our need. You know, when I think about that, it makes me think how good God really is and how much he loves his creation, especially man, his most prized. You know, this was like the icing on the cake for God, I believe. You know, man, the creation of man, even though man broke his heart and he, you know, it repented him to his heart to have made man. But I could see how God loved man so much that he truly gave his only begotten son. And, and Jesus choosing to come to earth to die for the sins of man. I believe he would have done it all over again if he had to. We'll come and just die for humanity. What greater gift is there than for a man to lay down his life for his fellow man? God loved us that much. He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. You know, that has to be one of the most beautiful tunes out there, that he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. And when we can know that to be how God feels about us, knowing that should make us want to just love him so much that we want to do what's right to avoid breaking his heart. The song says, "Amazing Grace will always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought me liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary." The songwriter goes on to say, "to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous his grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need." And in the instrumental, it goes, "I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous his grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs." And see, when you can recite those words with meaning, you too will know that, you know, God is wonderful. He's miraculous. God can do anything that he wants to do, anytime he wants to do it. And he looks beyond our faults and sees our needs. But it doesn't give us carte blanche to keep hurting God, to cause him to feel that it repented him to have made us. You know, just imagine when you have children who may seem on occasion, well, more often than not, to just be doing things that are just irritating to the parent because it's beyond irritation. It's actually where the child is constantly getting into trouble at school, at the parks, in the community. And let's say the kids started out in elementary school, you knew there were certain behaviors. And if those behaviors aren't corrected, they can go on and progress on into middle school. And then if, you know, if you don't get them in, there's a greater likelihood that they're going to go on into high school. And when you do realize that now they're in high school, it's probably along the lines of them being out of control at this point. And so with that in mind, with them being out of control, then what's likely to happen is, I'm not going to say you've lost them, but I believe at that point it becomes very difficult. I believe it becomes very difficult to try to capture that control that you should have actually had when they were in their primary years between kindergarten and second grade, when you should have had that and exercise the control, your parental rights, and exercise them. But then when it gets to a point where you're not doing more than that, then you got to wonder, what are you doing? What are you doing? And that's the concern, I believe. God looks at us as children, his children, his prized creation. And when we get ourselves into things that he expects us to meet the challenge of, it just goes on and on and on, on and on and on. And I could only imagine how frustrated he could probably be, because we're constantly delving into our faults, into those flaws, as if we don't, we no longer care. We become immune to it. But, you know, the question is, how far can we expect to go engaging like that? How much will God tolerate before he does something about it? You know, he talks about if we love him, then the expectations that we would keep his commandments. How often do we break that? And we make excuses. And we try to justify by simply saying that we can't keep them, or we keep them at our convenience. You know, and maybe we always come back to the thought that I'm only human. I'm made from dirt. You know, God looks beyond our faults and he sees our needs. I believe that. But by the same token, there's an expectation that God has of us. And just because we're created from dirt, we don't have to continuously wallow in it. God is a good God. He is worthy to be praised. And you know, if anybody tells you anything otherwise, that's not somebody you want to listen to. You know, so I don't mean to sound doom and gloom tonight, but I just want to give you something to think about, you know, and talk about the need to repent, all of us. The need to repent. I think that that becomes so important. The need to repent. And when we can sit down and have that talk with God, I think it becomes so vitally important. The need to repent. You know, when we wake up in the mornings, when God has given us the breath and life that goes through our body, our veins, I think it's so important that we give thanks by praying to God. That's one of the first things that we do in the mornings. And having that relationship with him throughout the day. And even when it comes nightfall, you want to end with God. To begin and end with God, I don't think you'll go wrong. And you do this every single day. And, you know, you establish that routine with God. God, I'm going to start my day with you. God, I'm going to end my day with you. And you purpose in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, that no matter what else is going on, no matter how busy you are, you're going to begin and end with God. And I encourage you, don't lose that routine. Begin and end with God. You know, because he's giving you your season, your time. And I just say, be grateful, be grateful. God knows our faults. He knows our faults. But he looks beyond our faults and he sees our needs. As I present this to you tonight, it reminds me of how good God is. For some of you all, you may think that, oh, this is really boring. Okay, it probably is to you. But if you could just think about the message, the words that are presented, and decide that, you know what, I'm going to think of this. I'm going to really think about this. And, you know, you want to make a difference. And you want God to be with you as you make that difference in your life, as you make that difference, as you make that change. Then, you know what? Keep that routine with him. Keep that routine with him. That you are certainly going to, you're going to keep that routine and you're going to make an effort to be that person that God can say the words at the end where he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. I think that those words coming from God are perhaps the most beautiful words that anyone can ever say. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Now, I just want to say that my voice has been out, you know, for the last 3.5 weeks. And I certainly, you know, you change seasons with the weather. It goes in and out. And I just want to say that I certainly look forward to the time when it comes back fully, when I can fully have my voice back. That's one of the greatest things that one can have. But you know what? The devil is a liar. And I am going to do my best to maintain my Friday evening shows. You know, it got to the point in time where I got a little slack on the air. I was faithful to do my Tuesday night shows, and Friday night would come, and I was starting to find an excuse not to come back on the air. And it always seemed like something comes up, and that's what can happen in our lives. It seems like when we're trying to take a step with God and stay on course, it seems like something always seems to come up. Well, you know what? If you stay with your routine with God, in spite of whatever it is that may come up, I believe that you'll be okay. You keep that window. I believe that you will be okay because you have a routine with the creator of the universe. The one who made the mountains, the trees, the valleys, made it all. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. He is worthy to be praised. So as we prepare to bring the show to a close tonight, I want to say to you all, I want to tell you this short story. I do. I apologize for my throat once again. But I do want to leave you with this short story. And tonight we talked about God knows our faults. And this was not a show that was designed to preach to you or to talk at you or to talk or to preach at you. But more or less, this was a show that just wants to talk to you and give you something to think about, just to think about. And so this brief story tonight is about a young man who believed in God so much and had the relationship with him that he used to sit by his mom's knees, and she would tell him a story oftentimes about God, God's creation, and how God loved his creation, especially the creation of man. And this young man, as a little boy, developed a faith so strong in God that he just felt that there was nothing that was impossible for God, even before he knew the scripture. Well, as a young man, there were times when he seemed to have been tested by various things of life that bring tests out of rain. And sometimes he would have doubt and begin to wonder, why would God allow some of the atrocities to take place in life? And so he tried to dispel sometimes that way of thinking. And as he got older, he found that his experiences, his tests varied back and forth. You know, why would God allow certain things? And then there were times when he felt he had reason to doubt, and his faith began to waver. But then he would still oftentimes hear the sound of his mother's voice, even as an adult, holding on to God's unchanging hand. And when he would have those doubts, he would just simply say these words, that I'm going to trust you, God, where I can't trace you. And I'm going to keep on believing in you. No matter what my situation is, no matter what my status is, no matter what my condition, I'm going to trust you where I can't trace you. And with that, he will maintain his faith, even being an imperfect man. He will maintain his faith. And you see, as we say, tonight as we close out the show, as we say God knows our faults, I say to my listening audience in closing, though God knows our faults and looks beyond our needs, and he knows our faults, beyond our faults and recognizes our needs, I say to them, don't lose hope. Don't give up the faith, no matter how dark and gloomy your world may seem out there. Because you know what? At the end of the day, it may have simply been a test of your faithfulness to the creator of the universe. We're out of time. I trust this program tonight has been thought-provoking for you as much as it was for me. I do admit that we sort of steered away from our normal way of presenting tonight, but I felt the Spirit wanted me to present to you all this evening the way that it was presented. We're going to encourage you to never give up the faith. Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. Keep going forward, believing and trusting in God. Even when you can't trace him, continue to trust him. All right, we're going to ask that you join us again next Friday, once again, for your half-hour inspirational program. You can join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Tiffany Walker Show. It's all about relationships. Of course, if you bypass next Tuesday, join us again back here next Friday, same time, for your half-hour inspirational program. Until Tuesday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.